This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The global pandemic numbers continue their devastating rise. The Johns Hopkins University case count stands at 14.1 million, with some 603,000 deaths. Part of that picture, China today is reporting 16 new coronavirus cases in its far western region of Xinjiang. The outbreak in the capital, Urumqi, is the latest to emerge since China largely contained COVID-19 in March. Authorities in the mainly Muslim Uyghur area have reportedly reduced subway, taxi, and bus services and imposed restrictions on people leaving the city. Rail service to the airport has been canceled. Major virus hotspots, the United States, India, and Brazil. Brazil is second in the world with more than 2 million infections and almost 78,000 fatalities. India is next with more than 1 million COVID infections and upwards of 26,000 lives lost. Experts say they fear the real numbers are much higher. We'll get to the U.S. figures in a moment. Australia got some welcome news today. Half the number of virus cases in Victoria State, from yesterday's record high of 428 down to 217. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton calls it a relief, but he cautions people, especially in Melbourne, to remain diligent in a six-week lockdown. Victoria's neighboring state of New South Wales says there are restrictions now that include bans on singing in choirs, dancing in nightclubs, and just mingling. The border between New South Wales and Victoria remains closed. Australia has recorded more than 11,000 COVID cases. The newest have been centered in Melbourne, the country's second largest city. Because of the pandemic, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has asked for a cancellation of next month's scheduled two-week session of the Australian Parliament. The risks are deemed to be too high. South Korea is reporting another 36 coronavirus infections. Most were imported from outside the country, though 18 cases have been traced to the area in and around Seoul. South Korea has mandated testing and two-week quarantines on travelers from abroad. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app.